For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, five-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a hole on Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Adam Carriker on The Ticket here on 93.7 The Ticket. I am Jake Bachman along with Derek Pearson, and we are working, efforting to get Adam Carriker in as well. As I know, that is the voice you guys have tuned in to hear, but we will, like I said, efforting to get through some technological bugs here as we get through it. But it is an exciting day, one reason, for one way or the other, here on Adam Carriker on The Ticket, because it is Tuesday, which means Derek Pearson is brought in to talk some WWE as well as Nebraska football. We'll, of course, wait and see what Adam has in store for us once he joins us here. Myself, Jake Bachman here sitting in along with Derek Pearson. We could start with some WWE talk and some Nebraska football talk. We just got through a lot of Nebraska football talk on the captain, so I thank you, DP, for sitting in with that. WWE talk, I don't know exactly where Adam was planning on going. I know you guys have some historical arguments or in talks as of recent, but I do want to ask you about something that is going on in wrestling that is it's very interesting because it's going to be hard for some people to see it to be sustainable. And the one thing about wrestling is there's always the next show. So even NWO, you know, everything kind of runs its course at some point. But I want to ask you about the Wyatt Six, which is, of course, a tribute to the late, great Bray Wyatt, his brother Bo Dallas, kind of bringing it back. And they're not hiding whatsoever that it is a tribute to Bray Wyatt. A lot of his Firefly Funhouse characters kind of involved. They've grabbed some lesser known wrestlers, I suppose, to get new gimmicks in here. And the Wyatt Six is like this horror film type of thing that is going on in WWE. And there's been good out of that in the past. There's been, you know, some cheesy stuff coming out of that in the past. And in order to properly show appreciation to Bray Wyatt, who's one of the best, you know, I would say since, you know, the Kane and Undertakers, at crossing that line into, you know, kind of mythological powers type of deal as far as a wrestler. How is White Six coming off to you so far?
Not
as good.
Well, WWE is really good about paying tribute to lost soldiers. And you want that to happen. That's kind of what it is. And I'm glad that they've done it. But I don't know at what expense are you doing it, because it's a showstopper, and not in the good way. It's a showstopper.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have to ask the question, who is the live show for? Are you doing that for television first, or the live audience who paid extra money to be there live to experience this thing? Because if you're doing the live the recorded vignettes, it takes away from the live crowd. The crowd they sit on their hands. Now, the card last night wasn't exactly the card either, right? So if you paid Monday Night Raw money to see Strowman, you did the ladder match qualifier. Mm-hmm. Strowman, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, you really?
Yeah, I mean, the main event started kind of getting weak there at the end.
Lyra, Kairi Sane, and Shayna Baszler. Are any of those your top eight wrestlers, women wrestlers? No. Bron Breakker versus Ludwig. That's Monday. That's your national TV match.
Hey, I like Ludwig. Kofi versus. I get your point.
Kofi versus Karrion Kross.
Yeah. That's a rough one.
Right, Caden Carter, Chance, and then Isla Dawn and Alba Fire and the tag teams. Okay. And then you stop whatever momentum you're building from the matches with the tributes, which, okay. But it didn't connect. It didn't land. And again, if Drew McIntyre is the story, he and CM Punk, then the champion isn't the story. Is Dom and Liv the story? Or is it not the story? Your champions have to be stories. What was your Intercontinental Champion doing last night? So I don't know. It didn't land for me. Doesn't mean that I'm not telling anybody else that it wasn't good. It just, I don't know what the plan is. There's no real playbook.
Yeah, we'll see. And they've if you remember a couple years ago, what was the group that Ali led, Retribution? They did kind of a similar WWE takeover, and that was awful. I mean, it was just never took over several Monday Night Raws.
It really was.
And it was like they're taking over WD, not even Triple H is safe and all that sort of thing. And it just never landed well. All those guys, including, I think Slapjack was one of their names, just got buried. And I haven't, rarely get any time on WWE anymore. So we do have Adam Carriker joining us down. Adam Carriker on the ticket after some technological problems. Adam, welcome you in to some WWE talk, and we'll let you get to the talk that you wanted to. But I did also just ask DP, and I want to kind of get your thoughts real quick on the debut of the Wyatt Six, this new kind of horror film, tribute to Bray Wyatt type of deal that's going on. Are you into the Wyatt Six at all?
So a couple of things. First of all, I've got beef with DP because this is the second time in a row I've had technological issues, and it's only when he's on the show. We haven't recorded for 2 weeks, no issues.
Right.
Last time DP cut me off, didn't want to hear what I had to say. I couldn't handle my mic skills, and then he won't let me come on the show today. Well, DP, what's the beef, man? What do we got going on?
That's so funny. That is so funny. I'm sending the gremlins over to work. The minions are hard at work on the character Wi-Fi.
Okay. Admittedly, I had the cord plugged into the wrong outlet, and it took me a few minutes to figure that out. So that's my fault, but it's much easier to blame someone else.
Right. Right. I'm built for it.
I'll be honest with you, dude. I have unplugged so much this summer with the move back to Lincoln. This isn't going to be great, but it's the truth. I didn't even know Nebraska got a new quarterback until about 2 days ago, and that happened like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
So the Wyatt Six, I've seen the highlights and whatnot. I have not actually watched Raw in a couple of weeks. I have not even watched the full highlights. So I cannot offer thoughts other than it's about freaking time. I've been looking forward to it. I know who's in the Wyatt Six because I'm a big fan of all those folks. Okay, and I'm glad Bo Dallas is getting another shot as Uncle Howdy. I mean, he was Uncle Howdy before, but getting another shot to make a run and things of that nature. Beyond that, I can't really speak to it yet at this point.
That's fair because busyness tends to kind of draw us out, and the things that I give time to have to really land. Like if it's not good, I'm not. As a matter of fact, Adam, I had to make the decision last night of how to, I'm a three optics person now. So on the laptop, on the big screen, and then on the terminal, and choosing College World Series, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, and then Monday Night Raw. Well, that got the smallest screen, and that was. And there were times where I really didn't pay attention because of that. So, yeah, it makes sense, bro. We make decisions based on priority, and sometimes if it's not what we want or need for it to be, it loses out.
I'm going to plug back in 1,000% come August. I did come ready. If you're good with this, DP, you're the face that runs the place. Oh. I just love saying that. It's so much fun to say. Okay. It's got the double meaning with you and then John Cena. I just love that.
Right.
But if you want to finish our conversation of the greatest talkers of all time,
let's do it.
We could continue that. So a quick recap for those who mixed it 2 weeks ago before DP cut me off and wouldn't let me talk anymore. CM Punk at 16. We started at 16 because it was CM Punk. Otherwise, we were going to do top 15. 15 was Arn Anderson. 14 was a guy who may be the most underrated talker of all time, that superstar Billy Graham. I actually have him in my top 10, which we'll go through at some point here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully this show. Mr. McMahon, 13. John Cena, 12. I do think he is low on this list. Jake the Snake Roberts, one of my favorites as a kid, was number 11. 10 was Chris Jericho. This is obviously pre-AEW list, and we talked about this being a few years ago because they would have absolutely punished him for going to AEW because this is a WWE list. But number 9, okay, the most recognizable face in pro wrestling history across the globe, Hulk Hogan. What are your thoughts, Jake, DP, on Hulk Hogan being at number 9 and the greatest talkers of all time list for pro wrestlers?
Probably the most mimicked, right along with Flair's woo. Mm-hmm. Those are the two most wrestling things ever said. Was anything said, you can, the iconic level is based on that you can say a thing and it's immediately tied to him in his space. Mm-hmm. And if you ever said to anybody, let me tell you something, brother, everybody knows what you meant. Everybody knows where it came from and everybody buys it. And I think that's at 9. I don't think he gave a lot of – he gave some great promos. I do, as I sit here and say that, probably top 5 in promos because he had to.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
He had to. Wrestling doesn't exist now as it does without Hogan carrying promos the way he did for that long run. I mean, we're talking about 20 years of promos. There's some stellar ones in there. Performance in the ring, be damned. When it came to him getting the crowd hyped, he was as good as there was.
So for me, Hogan's an interesting one because I do. And other people are going to throw out Taker and Flair, and Austin's probably going to be the biggest one. I think Hogan's the greatest pro wrestler of all time. You want to talk about actual wrestling, go watch his Japan days. You want to talk about actual wrestling, I don't know why you're watching pro wrestling, because pro wrestling is something different. Who put butts in seats? Who gets people to buy pay-per-views? Or what are they called now?
Premium live events. Yeah,
premium live events. To me, that's what a pro wrestler is. Yeah. And so for me, I think he's the greatest of all time. He did it longer. He had a successful heel turn. Those are my arguments against Austin, who in my mind is number 2, and obviously was the hottest wrestler of all time during his peak, even hotter than Hogan. McMahon has even said so. Mm-hmm. But I don't have Hogan as a top 10 promo. I don't have him as a top 10 in-ring wrestler if we're going to go down that road. Mm-hmm. So I've asked myself, Adam, how can you have him number one, but he's not even top 10 in these certain things? So for me, he's number one when it comes to psychology. Psychology, that match with The Rock is just a perfect example at WrestleMania 18, but just watch him. His psychology, I can't remember anyone better. When you talk about charisma, the two guys that stand out to me the most when it comes to charisma are Hogan and Rock. Those are the two that stand out the most. Other guys obviously had it out the gills. If we were to do a top 10 charisma list, I think having Hogan 9 is fine. I actually would probably switch him and Cena maybe, because Cena was at 12. Mm. But I think Hogan brought so many other things to the table. He didn't have to be creative in his promos. He didn't have to do, like, Rock is more creative. Austin, the iconic lines, he had iconic lines, so did Hogan. His what chant could be the worst thing to ever happen to wrestling, honestly.
Fair.
If I'm being honest with you, he tormented so many wrestlers over the years. With Hogan at 9, I'm fine with it. To me, he's around that 10, but I've wrestled with it myself. If he's the greatest of all time, Adam, why don't you have him higher on the list of certain things? Because I think his charisma and his psychology, those are the greatest of all time, plus his physique and look and the timing. He was the perfect guy for that cartoon era, if you will, kind of like Austin was the perfect guy with the perfect heel for McMahon during the anti-hero era, if that kind of all makes sense to you guys.
Well, I mean, I think Rocky certainly plays into it, right? Thunderlips.
Yep.
In the flesh, baby. Perfect timing with the Rocky craze, then the push for Rock and Wrestling, his connection and dance with Cyndi Lauper to make that work, for him to elevate Wendy Richter to do that sort of thing. And then the transition, because he was the quick transition in pro wrestling's nationalism, because they needed for him to take the title from the Iron Sheik as he spit on American flags and did that whole thing. Like, it was perfect timing. Mm-hmm. I think the real issue with Hogan is not in the charisma. It's that he was a WWE guy, which was a very finite box for on the mic skills. You never got to hear the Son of a Plumber story of Dusty Rhodes. Like, you never got to hear Hogan give you a hard times promo. Like, that wasn't Hogan. Dusty told stories. Hogan delivered a promo, but other wrestlers told stories on the mic. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's 9 through 12 rather than 1 through 5.
Yes, I agree with that. And the other story that sticks out to me, and maybe you guys have heard this, when they first started doing the NWO, right after Hogan turned heel, 96 Bash at the Beach, he was revealed as the third guy. They went, I think, down to Florida and recorded a bunch of NWO promos, and Nash hated them. He pulled the guy aside and he said, this isn't going to work. This isn't old school wrestling. And the guy said, let me handle it. And that's when you got the black and white and you got the fuzzy picture and you got the cut ups. And to me, it was almost like Hogan had a hard time adapting to something different. That's why he was great as a heel, but the heel promo, he needed a little bit more help with it than maybe Nash or Hall did. Anyways, those are just my thoughts. All right. Number 8, Bobby the Brain Heenan. There was no more man that I hated more during my childhood when I was 7 to 10 years old than Bobby the Brain Heenan. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I think so. I say take managers and analysts off the list for what this is. That if you're talking wrestlers who are able to sell themselves in the business, and we forget that, I mean, Bobby was a wrestler back in the day. So before that, analyst, like, I want to put him, he's behind Vince, he's behind Gorilla Monsoon, like, as announcers, like, he's behind JR, he's behind Gordon Solie. I don't know that his place in this, is he a talker? Yes. But that's kind of his job, and I kind of don't want to put him in this conversation because it's just a different conversation.
The Brain was great. Like I said, I hated him as a kid before I kind of grew up a little bit and realized what was going on. But the line that sticks out to me is when Hogan's coming down at Bash at the Beach and he goes, what side is he on? I remember that as a kid being like, why is he asking that? And that kind of raised the doubt in my mind. Like, what? Why would he even ask that? Obviously, he did a lot of great things in his career. And Eric Bischoff has talked about none of the announcers knew. So that was very real from Heenan. He was not fed that line, but it almost kind of gave it away just a little bit, in my opinion. I'm kind of with you. Maybe not eight, maybe a little bit lower, but he was such a great heel.
Yeah.
All right, man. This is a guy that number seven on this list is. Some people might have two or three. Most people would have top 10. You want to talk about unique. You want to talk about just his own style of promo. Mick Foley / Mankind, Dude Love is number seven. What do you think?
Yeah, I am currently in such a moment with Mick Foley appreciation. Of course, last night, Sunday night, they run the rivalries. And they went back and ran The Undertaker versus Mankind. And it jolted me again. I don't know why it landed so much differently this time. That one, what Mick Foley did in this space, again, he was the mic person against Taker. Taker wasn't the mic guy. What he did to build that up is telling some of the great stories of pro wrestling. And that Hell in a Cell match has to be the greatest wrestling match to ever exist. It has to be number one. And Foley carrying it through, forget about the performance, because the performance, that's the greatest wrestling performance to ever exist. Mick Foley in Hell in a Cell against Mankind is the greatest one night any wrestler has ever had in a ring or in a cage. But his ability to transform a mic, and then he think about it, he had four different personalities that could all be in the top 20. He could, listen, Dude Love could be, if he ran with that the whole time, Dude Love could be top five. And him just saying, you know, right here in Lincoln, Nebraska, making it, and then, oh, by the way, have a nice day. Mick Foley is a genius. He's a genius on the microphone. And so, yeah, I need to move him up because I'm in full appreciation for Mick Foley for what he's done in pro wrestling for fans. He really should be probably 1A or 1B for fan favorites because Mick Foley just did everything at every expense for every wrestling fan.
I forgot about Cactus Jack. You said four, and I'm like, I said three. Who'd I leave out? I forgot about Cactus Jack. How could I forget about Cactus
Jack? Bang, bang! Come on. Like, if you're willing to lose two front teeth for us, like, I'll root for you. Yeah, you're as good as you say you are.
My favorite inundation of Mick Foley or character or whatever words you want to use was Mankind. That was always my favorite.
Yeah.
I'll never forget JR talking about he wanted to hire him. Vince McMahon didn't want him. And Vince McMahon basically said, we're going to hire him so you can know what it's like to hire somebody and watch them fail. That's what Vince McMahon's opinion of him was, coming from WCW to WWF at the time. And then he exceeded anybody's expectations, even JR's. My favorite inundation was Mankind and those just tortured soul promos.
So good. Where he'd pull his hair out and he was just there. And the fact that Monday Night Wars doesn't happen without Mick Foley.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Like the whole pitch and sell that the nerve of the WWE to give the title to the guy who was a jobber and they thought it was like a win, like, ha ha ha, they're terrible. You went, wait a minute, you had that guy and couldn't turn him into what he's become. They got it right. You got it wrong.
That was the turning point of the Monday Night Wars. WCW never won a ratings war again. And to this day, we'll have to do a loudest pop entrances at some point. That may be the loudest pop for an entrance when Stone Cold came out I've ever heard.
Yeah.
My son is not into wrestling, but he has watched that a couple of times, and even he gets like goosebumps whenever I show him that clip of Stone Cold coming out and blindly hitting the Rock with the chair, and then Mick Foley, Mankind, whatever, whoever he was at that point in time, getting the cover. All right, we got to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to dive into the top six talkers in the history of pro wrestling. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.